Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The White House has said President Trump has signed an order imposing 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. It said Mr. Trump had also imposed a 10% levy on imports from China. The statement emphasised what it said was the fight to stop illegal smuggling of fentanyl into the US as well as unauthorised immigration. David Willis reports from Washington.
President Trump believes making goods from China, Canada and Mexico less attractive to American consumers will prompt their governments to implement tougher measures to reduce the flow of drugs and illegal migrants into the United States. The tariffs will remain in place until what the White House calls an invasion comes to an end. Canadian oil imports will be taxed at the lower rate of 10% in recognition of the United States' heavy reliance on supplies of crude from its northern neighbour. But economists believe that as well as pushing up petrol and grocery prices in the United States, the sanctions could plunge Canada and Mexico into recession and send global financial markets into a tailspin.
Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for a drone attack on a boarding school in Ukrainian-occupied Russia where civilians were sheltering. 4 people were reported killed and dozens of others, many of them elderly, were injured when the guided aerial bomb hit the building in the town of Suzhou in Kursk province. Danny Eberhard reports.
Ukraine's military said a Russian plane dropped a guided bomb on the building. It claims only civilians were there, waiting to be evacuated, and including women, children and the elderly. The military posted a short video excerpt purporting to show the damaged building and still photos, apparently of survivors and a victim. Separately, a Ukrainian military spokesman in Kursk said nearly 100 people had been trapped. He said people could be heard groaning and screaming from under the rubble and that a rescue effort was underway. Neither the images nor the claims have been independently verified.
The number of people known to have died in Friday's plane crash in the US city of Philadelphia has risen to 7. The latest fatality was a person who'd been in a car at the site of the accident. The medical jet was carrying a Mexican child back from a hospital when it crashed in a busy neighbourhood, imploding on impact and killing all 6 on board. 19 others were injured. Jennifer Homendy is the chairwoman of the National Transportation Safety Board.
The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks. I do want to stress that this is an active investigation scene. The debris is scattered. It is very dangerous. And so I encourage everyone to stay out of the accident site.
World News from the BBC. Effigies of President Trump and Marco Rubio have been burned during protests in Panama ahead of the Secretary of State's visit. The demonstrations were small, but a BBC correspondent says they reflect the anger over Mr. Trump's threat to wrest control of the canal away from Panama. Ports at either end are operated by a Hong Kong company, and Mr. Rubio's visit is meant to signal a growing intolerance to countries soaking up Chinese investment in what the US sees as its own backyard. Residents in parts of South Kivu in the eastern Congo are fleeing to neighbouring countries as Rwandan-backed M23 rebels advance towards the provincial capital, Bukavu. A civil society activist told the BBC that many people are stocking up on food and essentials while others rush towards the border. The fighters captured Goma last week. Thousands of people in the Australian city of Townsville in North Queensland have been told to evacuate their homes amid fears of flooding following several days of torrential rain. Authorities are warning that floodwaters could rise up to second-story heights, a situation they say is dangerous and life-threatening. A rare Mercedes racing car has set a new world record price for a Grand Prix vehicle after being sold at auction for more than $50 million. Here's Olivia Noon.
More than 70 years after the silver vehicle was driven to victory at the Buenos Aires Grand Prix, the Mercedes car has again moved into first place with another victory. The Streamliner, made in 1954, is one of only 4 known complete examples and also now claims the title for the second most expensive car ever sold at auction. For nearly 50 years, the car has been in the care of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum after it was donated by Mercedes-Benz. It was sold at an auction in the German city of Stuttgart.
BBC News.